Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, today we're learning the continuing on the lachos of different types of grains. However, the grain that we're going to talk about, start off talking about today, which will be a platform for other grains that weren't discussed in the time of the Gemara and the Rishonim, is millet. That's the grain that is did appear. Exactly what millet is, I'm not exactly sure. But this is what dochen is. Al pas dochen uplizer oshar shal mina kidneys. Kidneys, we know what they are. Those are legumes. Some of our shakol lachra bar nefasha. So all of those things are not the chameshes minim dogan, and therefore the halacha is that gets a shakol followed by a bar nefasha. The Rama adds al isa tavshal mishar mina kidneys. So the same theme that we've had night after night after night, and that is if the grain is not broken down, so then in such a case it gets a bracha bar nefashos. Then in such a case, all of these things get a shahakal. Now the Mishnah Berurah discusses something that was new, if I'm not mistaken, was that brought back from America, and that is corn, right? So already then in Europe they had at that time corn. So the Mishnah Berurah raises this in Sifkatan La Megimel. He says, "V'hini afi tamzeh b'mdin shadark lasos pas." And he has this long Yiddish word, "Miterkeshi vites," which they say is tiras. That's corn. L'chor berchasim bar priya dama kima shadark l'mekach. So that is going to be different. That is going to get, it grows from the ground. It's not one of the chamesh asminim. So in such a case, if it's grown for that, if it's not the imshi adaita dahachi, so then in such a case, it gets the bracha bar priya dama. That's what some had argued. But then he quotes Chassam Sofer, he says, "No, but choose Chassam Sofer masik the mechol makom yin bracha bar priya dama mitam delo nati adaita dahachi." So the Chassam Sofer argues that what they do is they use it to fatten up the turkeys that came from America. So the corn and the turkeys. So then in such a case, the halacha is going to be that it's not lo nati adaiti. And we've had in the past a few times, if it's lo nati adaiti, so then in such a case, it doesn't get its ideal bracha. The last time we had this was in the context of fruit soup. So in contrast to vegetables, where there the poskim say it's not the inshi adaiti adaiti when it comes to fruits. So then in such a case, we don't say that. So this brings up other shailas, halacha lemaisa in the poskim. For example, popcorn. So popcorn, Ramosha Feinstein in his Chuvas, writes that it's not considered a change of the original vegetable. So then in such a case, halacha is that's going to get it's going to get a bore priyadama. Even though it's a shtikla chiddush, the popcorn doesn't look very much like the corn at all. Azoi zok Ramesha. In such a case, it's going to, and that as well is the psak amongst many Svardik poskim, Rabbi Tzion Abishol, Chelik Beis Perik Yudal. If you give me a moment, I'll look up where Ramesha's tshuva is as well, where Ramesha says this also. Just one second, for the sake of history. Yeah, Ramesha is in the Torah journal that was put out by the Aguda. Very early on, Chovera Torah Vahora in Kait Tavshin Lamin Gimel, so that's where Ramosha gave that psak. Rav Yashiv does deal with the problem that at the end of the day, Ramosha's Yisoid is quite a chiddush because it's not really the original form of the vegetable. Nevertheless, the halacha is as mentioned above. What about those things that come from organic items that grow from the ground, like soy? So you have frankfurters, but they're not frankfurters. They're not beef frankfurters. They're made from soy frankfurters. So in such a case, halacha is that it gets shahakol. That's what Rav Ozner writes in Chelek Yud. That in such a case, it gets a shahakol, even though one could have argued at the end of the day, the soy is really made for that. However, one could make the following kal v'chomer that we learned just now in this sieve, that if you make a pas out of these legumes, we just said that the halacha is that you're going to get a shakal. That's what we just learned in the mechabit. So there, even if you made pas out of these legumes and you made it into some type of bread, and it's entirely made from these legumes, nevertheless it gets a shakal. Certainly when it comes to the soy, so then in such a case, then the halacha is that it's also going to get a shahak, or Shlomo Zalmdo asks, but over here, it's not normal to eat the soy in any other way, except this is the ilui of the soy, to eat it as a frankfurter. But he says, in such a case, nevertheless, is a shinui of the pri legamri, and therefore the halacha would be that it gets a shakal. Kach nogim b'Yisrael, that it's going to get a shahakal. Okay. That really summarizes all of the important yesodos from today's Amud. Let's just rip through the Mishnah real quickly right before Meir. Mishar mina kitnios, v'huad di midochel, in sifkat lan vav, v'mash pasel l'chaim akad midochel, shavu l'kitnios. Yishu rishlem, lav daf kishlem, el kol shalo nismach l'gamer shadai, nikar k'tsas tarum tzurasan, v'chasim bar pri adama. But any time that it retains, you recognize that the bracha can be bar pri adama. We said this in regards to applesauce as well. We said that in regards to applesauce, the bracha is going to be a ha'etz, even though it's chopped up. As long as it's nikar tzurasan a little bit, then in such a case, the halacha is that it gets its original bracha. But if it's nisachu legamri, then it gets a shakel. Says mishburus of katalam ches. Hamadavki shas atavshul mekemach shel kinyan shein derech achilasa mekach. It has to be. It's not derech achilasa mekach, like Rav Shlomo Zalman asked by Soya. So in such a case, you could have argued that it's derech achilasa mekach. But here it's not derech achilasa mekach, and therefore the bracha is going to be shahakal in the case of the Ramah.